The federal government is experimenting with a new way to keep greenhouse gases from escaping into the atmosphere. It wants to capture carbon dioxide from coal-fired power plants and then store it underground. The big question is whether it will stay underground. Researchers in Wyoming are conducting studies to find out. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
The Rocky Mountain Oil Field Testing Center looks like a scene from an old Western. If it weren't for all the pumps bobbing up and down, you might expect John Wayne to ride up over the treeless horizon. But instead of cowboys, you'll find scientists. They're hoping to inject carbon dioxide into the ground that once held oil and gas, but they're worried the CO2 might escape. The ground is punctured with dozens of old wells lined with cement, and they want to make sure it's tough enough to hold in the carbon dioxide. A diesel engine connected to a crane roars as Princeton University researcher George Scherer explains the problem.
The CO2 is going to be injected into water-bearing layers eventually, and that'll create carbonic acid, which is the same acid that creates limestone caves. So it dissolves away the limestone. Similarly, it will dissolve away cement. And our objective is to find out just how long that takes to assure ourselves that the CO2 that's injected will stay down for a conveniently long period of time, centuries.
Once researchers figure out whether the cement is strong enough, they say there's no worry about the surrounding rock. Vicki Stamp works for a Department of Energy contractor on the project.
One of the benefits to using an oil field is that by virtue of the fact that it did contain oil and gas for millions of years, you know there's a certain quality of geologic seal there. Something had to trap those fluids in the reservoir to begin with.
Stamp watches as the crane lowers a cable and a special drill a half mile into the well. After about 30 minutes of work and some nervous anticipation, the drill is coming back up.
Okay, they're pulling the tool out of the hole. You can see it's covered with an oily fluid. He's wiping it down because we're going to lay it down on the ground here.
Excited scientists huddle around a small cup under the drill, and they see exactly what they were hoping for, an oily 2-inch piece of cement.
Yeehaw!
Right. Hallelujah.
Oh, perfect.
The Department of Energy is spending tens of millions of dollars to determine whether storing carbon dioxide in the ground will work. The money also will be spent looking at other storage methods. Environmental groups are critical of this research. Dan Becker with the Sierra Club says the government should focus instead on reducing CO2 emissions. But he says the Bush administration appears more interested in finding solutions that allow the fossil fuel industry to continue polluting.
The solution is to produce less pollution, not to create new kinds of sponges that absorb the pollution and try to hide it somewhere and sweep it under a rug.
Back in Wyoming, geologist Julio Friedman says simply reducing CO2 emissions isn't enough.
The world vents about 25 billion tons of carbon dioxide every year, okay? 1 billion ton of carbon dioxide weighs more than all the human beings on Earth. That's the scale. If you put up a few solar panels, that's not going to fix this problem. You need to act big.
Last year, the Bush administration dedicated about $40 million for research into storing carbon dioxide, and it wants to spend much more in the future. In Wyoming, researchers say their experiments are still years away from completion, but they hope to start pumping CO2 into the ground in 2006 or 2007. Jeff Brady, NPR News.